USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cities across the country are seeing new looting as nationwide demonstrations over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis continue to escalate out of control as President Trump vowed a tougher federal response.
That is why I am taking immediate presidential action to stop the violence and restore security and safety in America. I am mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military.
In New York City, hundreds of looters were seen breaking into downtown Manhattan businesses. Meanwhile, in Philadelphia, some people were seen actively defying the curfew. In Washington, D.C., police fired flashbang shells and rubber bullets into a crowd of protesters outside Lafayette Square. Six states and 13 cities have now issued states of emergency, and the National Guard has activated 67,000 troops, surpassing the number of guardsmen during the 2005 Hurricane Katrina response. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A white Omaha bar owner who shot and killed a black protester over the weekend will not be facing charges after prosecutors determined he had acted in self-defense. Douglas County Attorney Donald Klein said the actions of the bar owner, Jake Gardner, were justified. Klein acknowledged the decision would not be popular, given the calls for Gardner to be charged with murder in the death of 22-year-old James Sherlock. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced that she's lifting her state's stay-at-home order effective next week, easing restrictions placed on businesses and public gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic. Under the new guidelines, stores will be able to have customers without appointments, and restaurants will be able to have customers dine in, but social distancing requirements remain in place. The state has noted coronavirus cases and deaths have dropped more sharply, and treatment capacities at hospitals and other healthcare facilities have improved. Whitmer moved 93% of her state into phase four of the reopening plan with the hopes of phase five by July 5th. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Believe this or not, a professor at the University of Alabama is instructing protesters as how to successfully pull down monuments. And USA's John Clements reports.
Egyptologist Sarah Persak specializes in ancient architecture and has gone on Twitter with instructions to protesters about the proper way to destroy monuments during the protest over the death of George Floyd. I spoke to reporter Alex Foyer of the Washington Times, who first told us about the professor's advice on destroying an obelisk.
She was instructing and even drew a diagram in one of her tweets about how different ropes could be used to pull in different directions. And so she then, in all caps, said, you know, don't topple the Washington Monument, which I'm wondering if she's ever seen it because it is quite large.
This is John Clemens reporting.
Nearly 26,000 nursing home residents have died from COVID-19, according to a report from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Centers for Disease Control. And they're also saying that only about 80% of nursing homes have reported. And the federal data does not include assisted living facilities, which some states are not counting in their coronavirus totals. Federal officials are demanding states carry out more inspections, and they're vowing higher fines for facilities with poor infection control. Numbers also show a sobering toll among nursing home staffers, with more than 34,000 getting sick and 450 dying from coronavirus.